Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty for Ashes with your host, Prophet Kyle T. Miller.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for
good evening and welcome to Beauty for Ashes. I'm your host, Prophet Kyle Miller. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3 that the Lord will give us beauty for ashes, an oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Some of you may be heavy this evening, but I promise you, after you listen to the testimonies and the word that the Lord has given me for this month, this season that's starting in May, I think the heaviness is going to remove from off of you. You know, the scripture says that prophecy should be given for edification, exhortation, and comfort. And part of that process of exhortation is to encourage us. You know, it's to encourage us, to make us feel better. You know, that's why the scripture says, you know, despise not prophecies, you know, because prophecy is part of the process that God uses to encourage people. So we still need prophecy within the body of Christ. You know, I hear sometimes people teaching, they'll say, oh, we don't need prophecy. We got the Holy Spirit. We can hear God for ourselves. And that is true. A prophetic word should never take the place of us listening to the Holy Spirit. A prophet should never take the place of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A prophet and the prophecies that a prophet administers should not take the place of Jesus, but they should actually draw us closer to our Lord, because the scripture says that prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. So anytime we're prophesying, it should be a testimony of Jesus Christ, and the prophetic word should actually bring us closer to the Lord. You know, the prophetic word is to bring us closer to the Word. A prophecy is not a substitute for hearing from God. It's a tool that brings us closer to God. And I say that all in the context, you know, to say that the prophetic word is edifying, it's encouraging, and it builds us up. You know, and that's why we need prophecy. We need prophecy in the local church. We need prophecy, and we need prophets. Amen. You know, there's no way that we can diminish the prophet. I think what's happened is a lot of times is that in many circles, you have one or two extremes. Okay, you have the one camp that they don't believe in prophets, so the prophet is squashed, he's silenced, he's muzzled, you know, and so then, therefore, the prophetic word is not able to be administered, and so the people are not built up, edified, exhorted, or comforted. And then you have the other extreme where you have the prophet, and this prophet is built up like a rock star, and, you know, this bad theology is developed that people can't hear God for themselves, and if they hear anything or they think that they hear anything from God, they've got to take it to the prophet, and the prophet has to endorse it, you know, as to whether it's from God or not. You know, with that, that's an extreme way on the other side. You know, but we have to bring all things into balance. You know, the Lord has called us to be ministers of balance, and so we have to teach the whole gospel. You know, and the whole gospel is, you know, scripture says that God gave us apostles and prophets, you know, with Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. And the scripture says that that's how he's built the church. And so when we look at our local churches today, our local churches should be a representation of that. There should be an apostolic and prophetic anointing manifesting itself within the body. Amen. And so I think you're going to be encouraged today. I have been away for a little while. I've been busy working on a few things. For one thing, I got licensed with Christian International with their apostolic network. I actually kind of cut my teeth in the prophetic with Bishop Bill Hammond in Santa Rosa back in 1998. Actually went through two of the APTs, Apostolic Prophetic Training, and from there I've trained with a lot of people. I spent time with John Paul Jackson and went through his modules in dream interpretation. Had the opportunity to meet John Paul before he passed on to be with the Lord. And so I've spent some time with, I guess you could say, a few prophetic camps and circles. Had the opportunity to for a season to serve with Bishop Bernard Jordan, E. Bernard Jordan, with Zoe Ministries, and then I've also spent time with for 3 years. I was with Kent Simpson at Prophetic Ministries Tabernacle. So I've been around. Amen. But one thing I can say with all of those men of God, I learned different things, and I learned a lot from each ministry, things that I've grown to take with me along the way. You know, and even now being with Bishop Bill Hammond again, as a minister, this time licensed as a minister, you know, they are serving as a covering for me. You know, and those of you who are listening tonight, you know, if you're in ministry, you need to have a covering. You need to have a pastor. You need to have a covering. You need to have somebody that can watch for your soul, somebody that you can be accountable to, somebody that you can tithe to. So, you know, that's very, 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 very important. And there's several of you who you listen to me regularly, you follow my ministry, you know, and I would prayerfully, you know, you might want to prayerfully consider allowing me to be your spiritual covering. You know, I am a pastor and a prophet, and I'd be, you know, more than happy to, you know, as you tithe and give, as God leads you to, you know, to serve as a spiritual covering for you, because it's very important. It's very important that we all are accountable to someone, and that we have someone that watches for our soul. You know, Scripture says in Jeremiah that God will give us pastors after His own heart, and that these pastors are to watch for our soul. So, if you don't have a pastor, you know, prayerfully consider getting one. And you know, if you need a spiritual covering until, you know, the Lord enables you to find the church where you're supposed to be, I would be more than happy to serve in that capacity, you know, as your spiritual covering. I will pray for you, intercede for you daily, you know, and as God leads and ministers to me, I'll share with you what I feel the Lord is saying to you, in particular as it relates to facilitating as a watchman. You know, the Scripture talks about the watchman, that they look on the wall and they see the things. See, a good spiritual leader should be able to anticipate, you know, things that are going to happen in your life before they happen, and particularly things, thorns and thistles, and areas where the enemy may try to prevent you from moving forward. And, you know, and you need that spiritual leadership that can help identify those things. And, you know, pastors do that a lot. You know, they do that in their messages, you know, when they're preaching. You know, they share a message, and in that message they give you clues and steps on what's to come, along with ways in which you can navigate your way out of it and you can press on forward into success. So, you know, having that pastoral leadership is very, very, very important. And you know, so prayerfully consider me, and if not me, be led by God to be spiritually covered somewhere, because everybody needs a pastor. I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care how super spiritual you are. Everybody needs a covering. Everybody needs a pastor. You know, and that's my firm belief. You know, not to throw shade on anybody, but, you know, we've had some things lately in the prophetic where we've had prophets that have been involved in questionable situations, you know, such as consulting mediums and psychics for prophetic words, or doing questionable things to get people to give to their ministries and things of that nature. And I think that some of these ministers are actually people that maybe initially had good intentions. You know, they had good intentions, but they didn't have any pastoral, they didn't have any prophetic covering, they didn't have any spiritual covering. And so therefore, when you don't have a covering and you don't have any type of accountability, what generally happens is, you know, you're a loose cannon, and you wind up getting into deception. So, you know, not trying to get anybody scared or get into anything spooky spiritual, but, you know, really, really pray about that. And if you don't have a church, a local church that you submitted to, you know, really prayerfully consider that, you know, because that's something that's very, 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 very important. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I wasn't anticipating on talking about that. I want to share with you an article that actually I was published in Elijah List. I know some of you might read Elijah List. I know some of you may not, and I don't want to take for granted that every one of you has read this article. But I do want to share with you some pieces of something prophetically that the Lord specifically spoke to me concerning the month of May. And what the Lord told me was that, you know, May was going to be a month that was going to be very, very critical for the body of Christ, and that if we optimized things correctly like we were supposed to, that May would be a month where we would be able to make a lot of advancement in the kingdom. And so as the Lord began to share this with me, you know, I began to wonder. I said, okay, well, what does May mean? So I went to the dictionary, and where I saw that the word May means to express possibility, to express opportunity or permission, and to express a wish or prayer. And then so the Lord began to share with me, and he said that, you know, May is going to be a month of possibility, opportunity, and prayer. So I'm going to say that again. May is going to be a month of possibility, opportunity, and prayer. So God is going to use this starting in the month of May, and it won't be just the month of May, but actually this month of May is what kicks off a season of grace that God is bringing to the body of Christ, to those people who access it by faith. You know, and then the Lord was also telling me, you know, May, you know, is a synonym for to yield. And the Lord said that he was really going to be calling upon us to begin to start yielding to him, you know, and that yielding may come in direction in things that we may not have considered that we would ever be a part of, or causing us to yield to do things that maybe, you know, in times past we might not have considered. So, you know, so we talk about possibility. God says May is going to be a month of possibility, opportunity, permission, and to express prayer. So let me talk a little bit about possibility. You know, and you know, if you'll probably remember in the scripture in Mark 9:16-29, you know, the scripture talked about a man, and he was distressed because his son was demonized and he needed deliverance. And so when Jesus met the man, Jesus asked him a question, and he said, you know, how long has this child been like this? And so then the father, he asked him, he said, you know, my son, he's been like this from childhood. You know, these spirits that are in him, they've often thrown him in the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And so it's interesting that the man says if, as almost to say that he wasn't really sure that Jesus could do anything. And he was at a point of desperation. So he's like, you know, Jesus, you know, if you can do anything, please take pity on us. Now, let me back up and say something else that I think that is something worth mentioning. You see, the man was distressed. His son was demonized. You know, his son needed deliverance. And what I want to share to you is this. You know, and unfortunately, I don't have the time to teach on deliverance. But, you know, a lot of the manifestations of things that you may be dealing with, or the things that you're dealing with your children or your husband or situations with your family, they're spiritual. You know, Scripture says that we wrestle not against principalities or powers, you know. Let me back up. It actually says, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers, you know, and rulers in dark places. And so that's in Ephesians, I think that's chapter 5 or 6. But what that scripture is basically saying is that a lot of the things that we encounter are spiritual. They're not natural. They're spiritual challenges that we deal with. And so, you know, a lot of times we look at our children, and, you know, and we say, oh, I don't understand why he can't get himself together. I don't understand why, you know, he can't get off drugs. I don't understand why, you know, he gets in this, or she gets in this area of depression. I don't understand why she, you know, my son or my daughter, they're promiscuous and they're going around having sex with everybody, or they're doing this or doing that, or even maybe they're defiant, you know, they have a spirit of rebellion, they're disrespectful, you know, these different things. Well, you know, these are all manifestations of demonization, areas where people need deliverance, you know. And there's so many different opportunities, you know, for our children to get demonized. You know, the video games that they play, the music that they listen to, you know, the things that they watch on TV. All of these things are have roots, a lot of them, in spirits of rebellion. And so as our kids are just constantly being bombarded and consuming, you know, this negative wave of energy, a lot of times our children are getting demonized. You know, so when you see your child manifesting and operating in this way, a lot of times it's because that child needs deliverance, you know, that there's an area in their personality that has been captured, you know, by the enemy. And so this man was in that situation, but his son was in a very, very severe situation. And so he's like, Jesus, you know, if you can do anything, you know, please have pity on me. And then so Jesus rhetorically asked him, and he says, if you can, meaning basically Jesus was saying, if I can do something, you know. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, here's Jesus, you know, Son of Man, you know, empowered with the Holy Spirit without measure, and this man is saying, if you can do something. Well, obviously Jesus, you know, could heal him. And so Jesus responds back to the man, and he says, everything is possible for one who believes. That's a very powerful scripture. That's Mark 9:21-23. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, everything is possible for one who believes. I'm going to say that one more time. Everything is possible for one who believes. So it's interesting. Jesus doesn't say some things are possible. It might be possible. It could be possible. But Jesus says everything is possible for one who believes. You know, so I want to ask you a question right now, a provocative question. What is it that you're believing God for? You know, what is it? What is that tough situation that you need help and intervention for? So Jesus is saying everything is possible for one who believes. And the, you know, the things that we may think are impossible, in particular in the area of deliverance and healing, you know, Jesus is saying those things are possible. So maybe you're struggling with high blood pressure. Maybe you're struggling with diabetes. You know, maybe you're struggling with depression. You know, maybe you're struggling even with a financial issue. You know, but the Lord is saying that everything is possible to him who believes. And if you can believe that the Lord will deliver you from it, the Lord says, I'll deliver you from it. It's not a situation of, well, you know, Lord, if it's your will, please heal me. Well, the scripture says, you know, by his stripes I'm healed. You know, well, Lord, if it's your will, you know, heal me of this depression. Well, you know, the scripture says, you know, I'll give you beauty for ashes, an oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You say, well, oh, Lord, if it's your will, help me with this bill. Well, the scripture says, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. So the point I'm trying to make with all of that is many of the things that we pray for, God has already willed it. And so he's saying, you know, you're waiting on me, but no, I'm waiting on you. I don't want you to come to me in prayer in a position of might God do it, or he can, but I'm not sure he will. God is saying, if you can believe it, you can receive it. You remember? That's what the scripture says in Mark 11:23-24. It says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, if you believe you receive them, then you shall have them. And so what the Lord was beginning to share with me about the month of May is that the month of May is going to be this month of possibility, where he's going to enable us, and a lot of this is going to be through the accessing of special faith. And you say, well, what is special faith? Special faith is one of the gifts of the Spirit, which is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it says faith. Well, scholars will agree that when it mentions that gift of faith, it's really a gift of special faith, which means that God will literally give us an impartation of faith that allows us to believe for things that ordinarily would not be, we would not be able to believe God for. You know, there's been times in my life where the Lord has endued me with special faith and has enabled me to believe him for things that in the natural didn't make any sense. You know, I give you an example. I was believing God, you know, and I know I just used this example once before, but it bears repeating. You know, I was believing God for about $6,000 to go to Africa. I didn't have the money, but I knew the Lord had told me that he was going to send me. And so so the Lord actually endued me with a grace, a special faith, where I was able to believe him for something that in the natural to me would have seemed to be impossible. But, you know, the Lord endued me with a special grace of faith where I was able to believe him. And once I got to that point where I could believe him that I could go, then the Lord began to manifest the finances for me to go. And, you know, the scripture says that God is not a respecter person. You know, God doesn't love Prophet Kyle, Brother Kyle, more than he loves you. Anything that God has blessed me with, God will do the same thing with you, and even more so. You know, because Jesus says that all things are possible to them who believe. Amen, 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 amen. All righty, so, you know, so then as we're thinking about this month of May, you know, the Lord is saying that I'm going to endue you with a spiritual power whereby you're going to come to realize that all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. God says that my will is going to become your will, and I'm going to enable you to receive those things that you so desire. Amen, amen, amen. If y'all are being blessed by this teaching, if you would, share it with your friends. I've got this saved on my, on my Facebook page. Those of you who are my Facebook friends, share it. And then those of you who are friends, you know, with me, and you receive the, the Blog Talk links, share them with your friends so your friends can come on board, because your friends, they need to be listening to this. They need to be listening to this. Amen. And as usual, I'm going to open up the phone lines. How long have I been on? I'm going to open up the phone lines. Let me look and see what time it is. I've been teaching so much, I didn't even realize what time it is. I'm going to open up the phone lines probably about another 10 minutes. I won't be able to teach all of this tonight, but I'm going to open up the phone lines in about 10 minutes, and I'm going to begin to start prophesying live on the air. Amen. So if you have a question, a comment, a concern, a dream interpretation, you can call me in about 10 more minutes, and I'm going to begin to minister to people live on the air. Amen. So let me get back to the teaching. Amen. I hope y'all are enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying this. Amen. God is good. You know, it's really exciting to hear what God is doing this time. So God is saying that May is going to be a month of possibility. You know, and so, you know, I admonish you, if you're in a position right now where you're believing for your own healing, or you're believing for the healing of a family member, you know, just like this man was believing for his son to be healed. You know, the Lord is saying to you that all things are possible to him that believes. Amen. And, you know, the scripture says it this way, you know, that everything is possible to one who believes. You know, and so if we're going to apprehend everything that God wants us to, we've got to abolish the ifs. You know, the man, he said, well, if, Lord, you can heal, please do something. And so Jesus asked him, he says, if? He says, all things are possible to him who believes. And so we need to recognize that all things are possible to us when we believe. You know, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 20 that all the promises of God are yes and amen. Amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen. So that means if you're believing God for a healing, if you're believing God for a miracle, if you're believing God for a breakthrough, if you're believing God for a new job, if you're believing God for a debt to be paid, if you're believing God for finances, you know, this scripture is saying right here that all of the promises of God are yes and amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? All the promises of God are yes and amen. All means all. You know, all doesn't mean a little. All means all. Okay, so we talked about May was going to be a month of possibility. The other thing that the Lord was sharing with me about the May is that May It starts a new season of opportunity and permission, meaning that God is going to bring, starting in this month of May, he's going to begin to start bringing opportunities, and he's going to give us the permission. He's granting us the permission to follow through and move through on some things that we've been believing God for. So this is going to be a season of opportunity. And, you know, God wants to ask him to do things that are so big that it has to be God. Amen. You know, a lot of times we come to the Lord and we pray, we ask him for stuff that basically, you know, in our mind we could kind of figure out how it's going to happen. But God is saying this is that season starting in this month of May where he wants to begin. He wants us to begin to start asking him for big, bold prayers. Amen. Start asking him for stuff that's so big that there's no way that it could come to pass except by him. Amen. And so the Lord has given us that permission. You know, we talked about month being a month of opportunity and permission. God is going to give us, is giving us permission to be bold in our prayers, you know. So one example I think about, you know, is the centurion soldier in Matthew 8 and 5. You know, and the scripture talks about how the centurion servant was paralyzed, but yet he was bold enough to ask Jesus to heal. Let me rephrase this. The centurion servant was paralyzed. So the centurion servant was paralyzed. This is Matthew 8 and 5 through 13. And the centurion servant was paralyzed, but yet he was bold enough to ask Jesus to heal his servant from his paralytic state. Now, you think about that. You know, how many of us would be that bold? You know, my auntie, you know, is a paraplegic, and she's been a paraplegic for many years. She's almost 90 years old. She had a really tragic accident where when she was in college, she was going to Boston College back in the late 40s, and she was reading a book. You know, she was a bookaholic. She loved to read, and she loved to study, and she was reading a book, and she walked into an elevator. But when she walked into the elevator, she didn't. The elevator opened up, but she didn't look down to see that there was no floor in the elevator, and she actually fell four stories. You know, my auntie Maxine, she fell four stories, and the only thing that really saved her was that she fell down into the garbage cellar. And she fell on a bunch of trash, and the trash cushioned her, you know, and preserved her life. But she actually wound up being paralyzed. And so I think about this man who his servant is paralyzed, and yet he has this big, bold faith to ask Jesus to heal him. And so, you know, I'm sitting here now while as I'm teaching to you, and I'm kind of getting convicted myself that I need to pray for my auntie that God will heal her, you know, because God is saying that this is a season where he's wanting us to pray big, bold prayers. And so the centurion asked Jesus, you know, will you heal him? And Jesus says, yeah, I'll heal him. And so now we see the character of God, that God, when we ask the Lord and say, Lord, you know, will you heal, that the Lord is saying, you know, from this scripture, that he is willing to heal us. You know, so it's very, very, very powerful because it demonstrates that God answers our prayers according to our faith. I'm going to say that again. You know, God answers our prayers according to our faith. Now the centurion, you know, Jesus asked the centurion, he said, you know, Jesus says, you know, I'll heal him. Okay, where is he? And the centurion says, you know, Jesus, I understand authority. You know, I'm a man. I have people that submit to me, and I'm a man under authority. And I recognize that if my leader says something, that it's good as gold. So, you know, all you have to do is speak the word, and my servant will be healed. You know, you don't even have to come to him. All you got to do is just speak the word, and I'll heal him. You know, and that's what the Lord is saying to us today. You know, scripture says it this way, that the Lord, he sent his word and it healed us and it delivered of us of all of our destructions. I'm going to say that again. The Lord sent his word and it healed us and it delivered us of all of our destructions. Amen, amen, amen. I feel the anointing now. So it's some people here, you're listening right now and you believe in God for a healing. And I'm just going to pray for you right now. If you would, just lay hands on your body wherever you have sickness, or just lay hands on your body as a point of contact. And I'm going to pray for you, and the Lord is saying that he's going to heal you right now. Amen? If you've got faith to believe, God is saying he's going to heal you, because the scripture says he sent his word, and it healed them, and it delivered them of all their destructions. Amen? I'm going to pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, to those people who are listening tonight who are believing you for a healing, I thank you, Lord, that your word says that you sent your word, and it is healed them and deliver them of all of their destructions. And so, Father, I send Matthew 8:17, 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53:4 into their bodies right now, because the scripture says, by your stripes they are healed. And so, Lord, I send that healing word into their body right now, and I thank you, Lord, as I'm speaking as a prophet of God, that the healing power of God is touching these people right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. People are being loosed from infirmities. They're being loosed from sickness. Somebody that's listening, you've been believing God for a healing in the area of diabetes. The Lord says, I'm touching your body right now in Jesus' name. There's somebody else, you're having back problems. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says some type of sciatic nerve damage that you did is from an accident that you had. God says, I'm touching your body. I'm healing you right now in Jesus' name by the power of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the healings. I thank you, Lord, for the healings. I thank you, Lord, for the healings. Amen. Somebody else that's listening, God is doing a financial miracle. You have a bill that seems insurmountable, and the Lord says they're getting ready to foreclose on your house. But the Lord says, I'm going to do a financial miracle that's going to amaze you. And the Lord says you'll find yourself not only not losing the house, but through this whole situation, God says you're going to find yourself in a financial place that's even better than you've been before. And so, Father, I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. God is good. All righty. Well, we'll have to pick up this teaching next week. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And those of you who may be joining me late, I've been teaching on the month of May and what God has been saying about the month of May, that the month of May is the start of a season where God is opening up opportunities and possibilities, and God has given us that authority to begin to seek him and ask him for big things, you know, for big prayers, that we would seek him and that we would ask him for big prayers. God wants to do big things in our life, and God wants to answer our prayers in big ways, and so the Lord is wanting to encourage us. So if you just joined the phone line, if you're listening by computer, you can call in at 347-996-3442, 347-996-3442. I'm about to open up the phone lines and minister to you. Now, let me share something with you which I think is very, very important. I've said this before. Those of you who support the ministry, you know and understand. You know, on my website, when you go to my website, I have a suggested donation for a prophecy. I want you to understand from the very beginning that you're not paying for a prophecy. There's no way you could ever pay for a prophecy, because what would the value be? And if you were to pay for a prophecy, if you were receiving something spiritual that was literally going to change your life, I promise you it would cost you more than $27. $27 is equivalent to me of about an hour's worth of time. You know, that's my rate at about an hour's worth of time. I spend about an hour for each prophecy that I administer. I spend about an hour in prayer for you, and that's how I come to that amount. However, I do recognize some people, you know, can't afford that, and that's fine. That's why I have the blog show, you know, for people, you know, who can't afford to sew. You know, I have this blog show that they can come on and they can ask for a prophetic word then. But that's a suggested donation. You know, that's just a suggested donation. So, you know, don't get hung up on that. And, you know, you hear a lot of teaching, people talking about, you know, it's wrong to pay for prophecies. And you know, the thing is, and I understand why people are very sensitive about it, because, you know, there's been a lot of abuses. You know, but you have people like me who, you know, my ministry hasn't broke out to the point yet to where I'm traveling. So I can't be, you know, right now I'm not sustained by, you know, the donations of, you know, traveling or receiving honorariums. I'm not, and so those donations that you guys give me, I actually use those to pay for the blog show. You know, this blog show is almost $50 a month. I take the donations that you give me, and I pay for the blog show. I pay for a website that's about $200 a month, and I pay for my radio shows. I'm on in five markets, and I'm on in five markets. If you go to my website, you'll see that I'm in five markets, and all that stuff is expensive. You know, none of that stuff is for free, and so the seeds that you sow, I use that to pay for my website, pay for this show, and pay to send the gospel out. You know, the scripture says, you know, that we're to go into all the world making disciples of all men, and that's my endeavor to fulfill, you know, the Great Commission. So, you know, that. So I explain it every now and then because I know some people join the ministry late and they don't really understand. And then there's teaching, you know, that goes on that's contrary to that. But the thing I want to admonish you all, and then, you know, we'll move forward as I open up the phone lines, is that, you know, when we look at our fivefold ministry gifts, where you look at the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, evangelist, teacher, there's really no financial system in place to take care of the prophet. You know, right now I work a full-time job, and a lot of my friends who are prophets, you know, they have full-time jobs as well because there's no system in place really to take care of the prophet. You know, so unless your ministry is built up to where you're itinerant, you know, and you're receiving, you know, sizable honorariums to the places that you travel, you know, there's nothing in place to provide for us. So I think when we, you know, people get all hung up on the seed and paying for prophets and all that stuff, I think we need to be looking at it a different way and ask this question, you know, what system is in place to take care of the prophet? You know, pastors have congregations. Apostles, you know, are typically apostolic leaders or bishops, you know, so they have churches and ministries that donate, you know, and take care of them. You know, the evangelist is usually in partnership, you know, with, you know, local churches, and so they have a list of itinerant, you know, ministries, churches that they frequent, you know, and they have a system in place by which the churches, you know, invite the evangelists so that the evangelists, you know, can feed themselves and feed their families. But, you know, what's in place for the prophet? Now, you have prophets that have gift mixes who, you know, are pastor prophets or who, you know, are, you know, they have a gift mix, or like me who, you know, I'm a marketplace prophet. So, you know, unfortunately, I'm not at a point yet where I live off of the ministry, but I live off of my work. You know, and the ministry, the money that I receive from the ministry, I use that to continue to be on the air so I can minister to people like you all and obey God's calling on my life. You know, so when people, you know, make these judgments, I'm just admonishing you to start looking at things, you know, from a full perspective, you know, because, you know, really, I think the question should not really be, should we be paying for a prophecy? The question should be, when you come to a prophet, do you have a seed? Because, you know, when we look at the model in the scripture, and I'm not going to go through and list all the scriptures, but if you go to my website, I have a whole section where I list about eight scriptures dealing with giving and prophets and prophecy. And you can go on my website, prophetkyle.com, and look at those. But, you know, really, in my opinion, you know, there's more scripture to support, you know, given to prophets than it is, you know, the teaching that other people are teaching. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you to put things in perspective. And so when I do this blog show is specifically one of the reasons why I do it, you know, besides it giving me the opportunity to teach, you know, to a congregation of people who follow me, but also do it so that those people who can't afford to sow can still receive prophetic ministry. But I had to do it that way. I spent, you know, 2 years on a website, you know, called Free Personal Prophecy, you know, with one of my mentors, Kent Simpson. And in the 2 years that I was on the site, you know, as my gift grew, I thank Kent for that opportunity for allowing me to, you know, minister with him. I learned a lot, you know. But while I was with Free Personal Prophecy, you know, the demand for my prophetic words, and I'm not saying because I'm so wonderful and great, I'm sure all the other ministers were getting this demand as well, but I was getting a demand of over 100 prophecies a week. You know, I couldn't keep up with the demand. And so that's why I have to do it in a contained situation like with the Blog Talk Radio, because if I administered and said, you know, I'm going to minister free prophecies to everyone, I could not keep up with the demand. You know, I was administering over 100 prophecies a week. I couldn't keep up. And, you know, periodically from time to time, you know, Kent would have to shut down my request queue because I couldn't handle the demand. And now let me share you something else that's interesting with that. With all of the people, let's say the average 100 people that I administer free personal prophecies to every week, only about 5 of them would actually give me donations. You know, so unfortunately, you know, a lot of people have not been taught how to give, you know, and they abuse the anointing. And so I just give that explanation because I kind of want you guys to understand where I'm coming from. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to open up the phone lines now. All right, caller. My first caller is 5335. You're live on the air, Prophet Kyle.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. This is Chamel.
Hey, Chamel. Where are you calling from?
Call from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, Philadelphia. Okay.
Just whatever God leads you to say, whatever the Lord is speaking to you.
Well, Chamel, the Lord says I brought you out to bring you in. God says this last season was somewhat tumultuous. You had to really fight and deal with a lot of different negative influences. But God says, you know, just as the Hebrew boys were in the fiery furnace, but they weren't consumed, God says that's how it is with you. And the scripture says that you're going to come out of this whole situation as pure as gold. And God says, even my word has said, that the trying of your faith work is patience. Let patience have its perfect work. God says, what I've groomed in you and what I've placed in you is a new degree and a new dimension of my patience. And my God says, it's my patience that reveals deception. And the Lord says, as you remain in this place of patience, God says, I'm going to reveal even the lies of the enemy, because God says, I'm opening up your ears to hear, I'm opening up your eyes to see. And the Lord says that no longer will you be deceived by the plans of the enemy, but you're going to see and you're going to recognize my voice in a whole new way. So the Lord says, be encouraged and know that I'm working everything out to your good, and know that I've got a place for you in ministry. God says that there's a teaching gift upon your life, and God says, I'm going to bring it out and I'm going to bring it forward. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yep. God bless you, sister. Bye-bye. All right. My next caller, you are 0156.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Maria from Syracuse, New York.
All right. How you doing, Marie?
I'm good. I'm the one that Facebooked you.
You're the one that what?
Facebooked you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't remember. I get so many messages. What did you Facebook me? You were trying to find out about when the show was coming on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, good. Well, Marie, what I heard when your voice came on, I saw a bicycle. Usually bicycles symbolize some type of personal ministry. God says there's a personal ministry that he's giving you, something he's giving you to bless others. God says that he's wanting to move you forward in that. God says that it's like a skill that you have. And God says he's wanting to take that skill and use it for his glory. God says that I'm bringing you to a new level of preparation. God says, I'm preparing you as well. God says, in a lot of ways, you've been feeling like you're on the shelf. You're like, okay, what am I doing, Lord? Do people even recognize me? Do they see my value? I've gotten this education. I've gotten this teaching. I've gotten this training, and I don't feel like it's being utilized. But God says, just realize that all things are working out to my good. And God says that you're going to be someone who you'll be training others. God says, I'm going to give you an anointing to equip others. And God says you'll be training others in different situations. I see you in like some type of educational field, but you'll be training others. You'll be training others. You'll be training others. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay, so sometimes it takes these little things a little bit time to catch up. Okay, next caller, you are 8338.
88.
8838, yes, thank you.
Yes. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Who's speaking?
This is Gia.
Gia? Oh, hey, Gia Ballard.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so much for supporting the ministry. I appreciate
it. No problem. And thank you for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Where are you from, Gia?
Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God. I need to get down to Louisiana. I have several partners and people that support the ministry. From Louisiana. I need to get down there. What's your question, comment, or concern?
Actually, I was just calling for prayer.
Okay. What specifically are you believing God for?
Oh, Lord. The impossible.
Oh, and what is that?
It's
like
personal.
Jesus said, all things are. Like
right.
Jesus said, all things are possible with me. Okay. Well, we'll just pray.
Yeah, and I don't see how it's going to work out yet. Okay.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Gia. Lord, you know that all things are possible with you. And so I thank you, Lord, that you're going to work in this situation. I see a relationship that you're trying to hold on to. God is saying, go ahead and let it go. God says that, it's not good for you. It's toxic. And so the Lord says, just let it go. God says, I've got something better for you. God says that, I've chosen, and I don't even know what I'm talking about in the natural. I'm just hearing this by the Spirit. But, I've chosen somebody specifically for you. And so God says, just let me do that perfect work in your life. God says that everything is going to work out well. God says, just be encouraged. Be encouraged. God says, that what you see is only a smoke screen. But God says, I've got things that you have not even considered that I've already worked out on your behalf. So the Lord says, just watch and see. Keep your eyes open and be ready to move, because God says when I come, God says you're going to have to respond. So the Lord says, just know that I've got this whole situation taken care of, and I'm going to blow my wind of favor in your life, says the Spirit of the living God.
All righty. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hey, stay posted with me and let me know how things turn out.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too.
All right. Caller, you are 7193. You're live and on air, Prophet Kyle.
Oh, praise the Lord. How are you?
Praise the Lord. I'm well. Who's speaking and where are you calling from?
Ann from Maryland.
Okay. How goes it in the DMV?
Warm and cold, up and down.
Warm and cold, okay.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's good. Jesus said, I'd rather you be cold or hot.
Amen.
Well, what's going on? How can I help you?
I'm just praying about marriage restoration or whatever the Lord would say.
Okay,
direction
sure.
Between
sure.
That.
So you believe for restoration in your family?
Yes, it was 35 years we've been separated. And,
oh, okay. So you were married 35 and now you're separated.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we gotta get on that. And then you said, So a guy got to move on that.
It's like
that's,
I see
yeah.
some breakthrough, but then it's like a breakthrough, and then it kind of is silence. And sometimes I don't know what.
I think what I'm sensing is, you know, like there's some blinders that need to be removed, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that he can see clearly. It's like something has got him disillusioned. But let's pray about that. What
okay.
do you mind if I ask his name?
Lenny.
Donnie. His name is Donnie. Okay.
Lenny.
Lenny.
Leonard. Mm-hmm.
Leonard. His name is Leonard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny. Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Lenny. Father, we thank you, Lord, that all things work out together for your good according to the call, according to your purpose. Father, you know that there's been a long investment, 35 years in this relationship. And Father, you said what you have joined together, let no man tear asunder. You know that Lenny and his wife, you know, she's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And so, Father, we just stand before you. We enter in binding the spirit of divorce, binding the spirit of separation, Okay, so Father, we bind and break the spirit of witchcraft that's been spoken over their marriage. We bind and break every hex, curse, incantation, false prophecy, lying spirit, word curse, any area where witches have spoken evil against this marriage. Father, we speak and decree that the enemy will not get a foothold. We apply the blood of Jesus to this marriage, and we speak and decree and command Satan to loose his hands.
Yeah.
We command
yeah.
him to loose his hands right now. Angels, go forth. Minister, angels, go forth. We dispatch you. Release Lenny from every form of deception. Every form of deception. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And, you know, woman of God, the Lord wants me to tell you that within 3 months you will be reconciled with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
thank
Father,
you,
we
Lord.
Thank you for that. We thank you
Lord.
For that. We thank you.
Thank
and
you,
by
Lord.
Three
thank
by
you,
3 months, you'll be reconciled. So, Father, we thank
Amen.
You for that in
thank
Jesus'
you,
name. That's some type of occultic something, but somebody...
Yes. Yes.
has gone in
yes.
and spoke something, but we bind it and break it, and we stand against yes. it by the authority of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we send that curse right back where it came from.
Yes, yes.
We thank you
Lord.
For it, and we bless him, Lord. We bless.
Yes,
and, Father,
Lord.
You said that we bless and not curse, and so we bless
yes.
him. We bless him. We bless
thank
him
you,
in Jesus' name.
In
Jesus'
name.
Amen. So you be encouraged, and,
Amen.
You know, like you know, God is saying about this month of May, all things are possible to those who believe. So you just
Amen.
Continue to stand
Amen.
In faith and believe.
When you're walking
around the house, you just start praising mm-hmm. the Lord. Just say, oh, Lord, I thank you. I see him. When you open that
yes.
door, you know, when you open the door, you see him walking in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine yourself having conversations with him and him saying that
mm-hmm.
he's coming back home. You know, all of those things are way visualize, you know, him
yep.
back at the house. You know, Scripture talks about how the Tower of Babel before the Lord destroyed it, it says that they had all things in common and it was nothing that they had not imagined that would not come to pass. And, you know, and I tell people,
yeah.
you know, we sometimes ridicule imagination because of rationalization and we say, you're just imagining that. But, you know, imagination
mm-hmm.
is a tool that God has given us to access
yeah.
the
yeah.
access the things of him. So just, you know, it, you know, they always tell you, you know, if you can see yourself doing it, then it'll happen. So, you know, begin to imagine and see your husband in that place where he's supposed to be, and God says he'll be home just like
Amen.
You promised.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You so much. God
so you be
bless
encouraged. You be encouraged.
Yes. Amen.
You be encouraged. You be
thank
and
you.
Keep and stay keep me posted because
I
want to hear
will.
The testimony.
I
Amen.
Will. Thank you again. God bless.
God bless you, woman of God. Bye-bye. All right, next caller. You are 2620.
Hey, man of God. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, how are you? Who's speaking and where are you calling from?
My name is Craig, and I'm currently in Denver, but I live in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And
so you're in Denver, the mountain state.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was here for an interview today.
Oh,
for
wonderful.
A position I,
okay, good.
For a position that I've already been trying to get. And They had me do something today that typically I don't do well, which is teach math as part of the interview process for that leadership position, and it didn't go too well.
You had a teaching demonstration?
Yeah, teaching demonstration. I'm a special ed teacher, and I've always taught social studies in special ed. So I never taught math. I've never been good at math. And let's just say that things didn't go quite well. And I try to tell my fiance that, you know, maybe
why do you feel like it didn't go well?
Well, for me, for us, instructionally, students were disengaged. They were kind of got really upset. The person, one of the people who interviewed me, just kind of walked out, and the interview was kind of shortened from that.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure how it's going to go, but I've been having a hard time finding promotion for a while, and I just need prayer right now.
Amen. We're gonna believe for the best in that situation, because you know you don't know what type of class you were thrown into. For one thing, they didn't know you, you know, and a lot of instruction is built on relationship, you know. You know, so if you would have been Einstein, it doesn't necessarily mean that you would have had the best experience as far as that's concerned. I think the thing to consider is, you know, you have a mastery of the content, you know, and so you know, with some time and relationship, you know, you probably would have had a better experience. So let's just pray about that. What's your name again, man of God?
Craig.
Greg. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Greg. Father, we know that you've got that perfect job for him. And we thank you, Lord, that all things are working together for his good. You know, he's been believing you for promotion. And, Lord, this is that time. You said that all things are possible to them who believe. And, Lord, we believe. This is that month of May, which is a month of grace and favor. And I just thank you, Father, that you are moving, that you're opening up doors that no man can close. You know, and, Greg, the Lord just wants you to know, let your heart, you know, be settled and know that I've got that perfect job for you. I've got that perfect place for you. The Lord says, do not allow yourself to become overcome with weariness or sadness, because God says, trust me, man of God, I've seen your heart and I know where you're going, and I'm going to allow you to access the best that I have for you, says God. So the Lord says, just know that I've got my hand upon you, and that I'm moving you through, and I'm moving you out, says God. And the Lord says that, you know, that there will be several doors that will open for you. As a matter of fact, I see like three different job opportunities, and God says you'll be able to pick and choose where you want to go and what you need to do. So the Lord says, you know, don't fear, but stay in faith. And know that I've got my perfect plan for you, and God says just walk it out, and thank me. And so Lord, we even lift up this interview process to you, and Father, we just speak and decree favor. We speak favor in Greg's life. We speak favor, Lord. We speak favor. Now, I'm going to share something with you that's worked in my life, you know, and I've been in those tough situations, and I've been believing God for a job. And what I'll do is, and a friend taught this to me, and it worked. And what she told me, she says, sow a seed, you know, that would be uncomfortable for you to sow, and name that seed your job. You know, so you determine how much it is, that seed is, and you also determine who you sow it to. But you take that seed and then you sow it with, you know, what you believe in God for, and you write that on your seed, whether that's on the check or the envelope or whatever. And you release that seed to God, and God will open up a door for you. God will open up a big door for you, and it'll be a much better job with much better pay. It's just an activation of releasing your faith, you know. So you know that uncomfortable, you know what's uncomfortable to you, you know, maybe $10, whereas to somebody else it's $1,000. I mean, you know, you determine what that is, and then you be led as to where God tells you to sow it.
Okay, absolutely.
Amen. But be encouraged. But be encouraged. Because I hear the Lord saying, like, it's like three different. You're gonna have like three different offers by the end of the summer.
Okay.
But you'll have like three different jobs that you can choose from, and it'll be your choice. You know, you pick. You'll be able to pick which one you want to go to. But I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead. What are you about to say?
Oh, that's okay. No problem, man of God. So it won't. This position won't be one of them.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But I'm. You know, I know. I pray, believe in God. That God's gonna give you favor, even in this job. You know, even in this situation.
Okay.
Whatever the enemy tried to you know mess around, God can flip flop it.
Absolutely.
You know, because
okay.
There's a lot of different factors besides, you know, the teaching demo. You know, it's references. You know your portfolio, your certification. You know,
yes.
Your training and experience. You know, it's a whole lot of different things, different factors. You know, and you know it's not a lot of you know certified special ed teachers out there. You know, so you know, so even with what you may think looks bad, you got a lot going for you.
Okay. All right, man of God, thank you so much for your prayers and your impartation.
You're welcome, and you be encouraged. You be encouraged. It's not over, like the old saying says, it's not over till the fat lady sings.
Certainly,
the fat lady ain't sang yet, you be encouraged.
All right, thanks a lot, sir.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye-bye. All righty, finish up. It seems like it's never enough time. Hold on a second. Okay, so caller, you are 2620. You are live and on the air.
Hi, Prophet Khan.
Hey.
This is Quinson from Georgia.
Hey, Quentin. How's it going, man?
Good. How's it going with you?
It's going well. I can't complain.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling
you
for a word
question?
From the Lord. Anything the Lord says, shares with you.
Say that again now. I'm sorry.
Whatever the Lord shares with you, word from the Lord for this season.
Sure. Okay, so Quentin, God says this is a season of advancement. You know, it's like for every step that you move forward, it's like you're going to be advanced like three more steps. You know, it's like for every effort that you do, it's going to be maximized. So, you know, it's really a strong grace on you right now to start pursuing some things that you might would have considered to be tough, or you might would have considered, oh, this is, if I start this, it's going to take too long. God says don't look at it that way, because God says I'm going to maximize your time. You know, Okay. I just saw like a picture, like a car, and somebody like trying to start it up, and you know how when the car's not getting fire, and it's like you keep trying to turn it, like maybe if your alternator is out or your starter is out, and so it'll kind of sputter a little bit, like it's getting ready to the motor's getting ready to turn, but then it cuts off, and God says that's kind of how it's been with you. It's like, you know, you felt like every time you get ready to start something, it seems like somehow it doesn't move forward like you thought it would. But God says I'm going to begin to redirect that, and I see you now, you know, you're putting the key in and you're starting it, and not only when you put that gas down, it's, you know, when you put your foot down on that pedal, it's like it's just going to accelerate you real fast. It's like you're going to have a really, really fast takeoff, you know, like a car that has a really, really fast acceleration. You know, so the Lord says I'm really accelerating you in this season, and I'm going to allow you to move forward exponentially, meaning that you're going to move forward a lot quicker than you thought you would. So the Lord says, you know, fear not. and know that I'm God, you know, and the scripture I'm giving you, that the Lord's giving me for you, is that scripture in 1 Timothy in chapter 1, I think it's around verse 6, where it says that God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You know, and the Lord is saying a lot of times the enemy will come with fear, and it's like, oh, you know, I can't do that. You know, he speaks first person to you and says, oh, you know, oh, I can't do that, you know. And you begin to hear that and you're like, oh, you know, maybe I can do this. But God says, you know, that I have not given you that spirit of fear, and I will allow you to move forward in me. And God says, if you'll just take one step forward, God says, I'll help you take five more steps. And so the Lord says a lot of the activation and a lot of the advancing forward is in you just making the decision that you're going to move forward. Because once you make the decision to say, you know, hey, I'm doing this, God says, I'm going to be with you, you know, and I'm going to make all the other situations surrounding it become favorable for you. So the Lord says, you know that my hand is upon you, know that my grace is upon you, and God says, I'm even pouring out a new spirit of favor upon you in this season, says God. And the Lord says, you know, even sometimes you've been wrestling, you know, with your faith in different areas, you know, is this God, is this not God, should I do this, well, maybe that's not God, whatever. God says, just trust the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, Scripture says that, you know, that we're to walk by faith. And God says, if you'll just trust my spirit, when you're sensing that it's me, just step out. And God says, I'll then allow the situations to become favorable for you. So the Lord says, but a lot of it is just in the initiation of you just taking that first step. And God says, if you take that first step, God says, I'll meet you and I'll greet you and I'll allow you to move forward in me, says the Spirit of the living God.
Amen, amen. And I needed to hear that. Wow, I needed to hear that.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
So be encouraged.
Thank you.
Be encouraged, man.
I am. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so those of you, if you received a prophetic word tonight, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Kyle T. Miller. You go on my website. Well, my blog talk site, go there and you can actually download the broadcast. And so you can download the broadcast. And then that way, you know, if you ever want to go back and refer to the prophetic word, you can listen to it, you know, and meditate on it and allow it to continually get in your spirit. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, I've enjoyed you all so much tonight. I thank you so much for your continued support of the ministry. You know, like I always say, I can't do it without you. You know, and I want to thank all of those of you who have been so kind and so, you know, my precious partners, those of you who have given to the ministry. And just want to let you know how much I love you and I appreciate you, because I cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without you. Good news, I think that a lot of you will be happy about. Some of my other work schedule slows down for the summer, which means that I have more time to prophesy. And so hopefully, you know, starting by the, you know, by the end of May, going from June to August, you know, I'll be back to, you know, my 10-day turnaround on your prophetic word. I had to expand it to 20 days because I teach at a couple of colleges and my college schedule got busy, and then I was shooting a film and just a lot going on. You know, I have a lot of other endeavors that I do. And so hopefully, you know, coming towards the end of this month, going into from June into August, you know, I have more time to prophesy. So you'll begin to start seeing, experiencing that 10-day turnaround on your prophetic word that a lot of you who have been following me for a while are accustomed to. All right. I love you guys so much. Please, if you would, keep me in your prayers. I wanted to share with you. Just before we go, I want to share with you, some of you have been asking me, when are you going to be live here and when are you going to be live there? And, of course, you know, I've been doing some international ministry, but I will be in Houston in July. I will be in Houston in July. I'll be ministering for 2 days with Bishop Garrett in Houston, Texas. If you go to my website to the itinerary section, you can click on the link and it'll give you all of Bishop Garrett's information and ministry, so you can sign up and register. It's actually a prayer conference, And so you'll want to contact. I don't think that there's a cost for the prayer conference, but I'll be speaking and doing prophetic activations there. That's on July the 22nd and 23rd, and then that Sunday, I will be at Temple Rebuilders Ministry, and that's on 219 Bellflower Street in Houston. And I'll be ministering at Temple Rebuilders Ministry, and that's in Houston, and that'll be that Sunday, the 24th. So if you're in the Texas area, you know, please come out and see me. I always love to see my partners in person and the people that follow me in person. That way I can give you a special blessing and pray and prophesy over you and activate you and love on you. And just thank you for your, you know, continued support of the ministry. All righty. With that being said, I look forward to seeing you guys next week. I love you so much, and take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.